Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello geeks and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Photify, and the International Franchise Online Expo. In addition to the rescheduled live event in October at the Javits Center in New York City, the IFE is unveiling an online version of the 30-year-old expo in the original dates of May 28th through the 30th. Exhibitors will have an online presence where they can host live meetings, distribute collateral, and interact with interested candidates from all over the world. The expo will offer similar educational programs as the live event, with recorded presentations by franchise industry leaders, downloadable white papers, articles, and more. As our country emerges from the pandemic, MFV Expositions and partner IFA are here to help keep your pipeline lead flow healthy. Register now at onlinefranchiseexpo.com. Okay, something we've been talking about here for the past few weeks is getting ready for the comeback of a lifetime. And a marketer who has some great ideas on this is Casey Scala. He leads the marketing strategy at the Cerner Corporation, and he joins us right now on Social Geek. Welcome back, Casey. How are you?
Jack, I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And also, congratulations on the new addition to your family.
Thank you. I think the last time we talked, I just had a baby as well. So I think we need to meet on different terms because I'm done with the babies.
Yeah, every time you appear on Social Geek Radio, your wife has a baby. So I think she's going to tell you, Casey, you can't be on that Social Geek anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the Cerner Corporation. It was it's been fairly new for you for past couple of years. Is that right?
Yeah. So I've been at Cerner for almost 2 years now, helping lead their global marketing strategy for the organization. Cerner is we're about a $5 billion health IT company. And what we do is we're kind of the behind the scenes player across healthcare globally. So you go into a hospital, you go into your general practitioner. We provide software that those facilities use to maintain a digital health record for patients. Other services, you know, data analytics, cybersecurity, and all that kind of stuff that comes with the software. But core product is digital health records for organizations in healthcare.
Got it. So here in May of 2020, really not very busy at all, I'm sure, with healthcare records and things of the sort, right?
Yeah, healthcare is a boring, boring place to be right now.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Everybody is pivoting to some extent due to coronavirus and how they're doing sort of their day-to-day jobs and lots of people working from home and all that kind of thing. But you and I were talking off air a little bit about social media strategy and the digital marketing strategy and how that's changing due to coronavirus. And it actually could be changing some organizations for the better. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I think, and this is going to be a clickbait headline, but I think COVID is actually really positive for marketing and positive for social media in general. And what I think it's going to do is cause organizations to rethink what social media means for their organization and cause marketers to go back to the drawing board and rethink how they go to market on social. So I think this is, unfortunately, a perfect storm for social media professionals.
Tell me what you mean by rethinking. Are they rethinking their overall strategy? Are they getting down into just doing everything different from, you know, do they do things in-house or do they outsource it to agencies? Where do you want to go with that?
Yeah. So, you know, full transparency, pre-COVID, I was really burnt out and really bearish on social media as a whole and the role that it played within an organization, primarily because I thought marketers were beginning to lose touch with some of that foundational principles that social is supposed to provide to an organization, or the promise of social. And what COVID has really caused me to do is become rejuvenated and really understand the true value of social, the role that the platforms are playing. And I think what it's causing marketers to do is to reevaluate the content that they're putting out. Is the content that they're developing and putting out actually playing a role in the lives of their consumers? And I think that's the core question that social was built upon. And I think marketers over the years kind of strayed away from that. And, you know, we started to gravitate towards some of those fluff metrics, some of those meme-driven content that some of these social channels cater to. And while there's certainly opportunity and certainly a role for some lighthearted content, especially given today's political climate and health climate, you know, we need some of that. But I think what it's really causing marketers to do is go back and say, when we produce content, is this actually providing value to our core customer, or are we simply just talking to other marketers out there? And I think post-COVID, we are going to see brands pivot more towards a functional approach to content that actually drives value for their consumers. And I think that's desperately needed in today's society. And I think it's desperately needed in today's business to show the value that social does play. Because again, pre-COVID, you know, social was still seen in a lot of organizations as this checkbox that, you know, we did when we went to market. And now, you know, we're seeing executives understand that really the only channel or the most profitable, valuable channel we have right now is social. So it's had to grow up right before our eyes. And I think that's a positive thing long-term for us.
And I think it is a perfect storm, because while the messaging needs to change, like yesterday, you know, if you're still running the same messages you were running on March 1st, like I tell people all the time, turn this podcast off right now and go take all of your messages down and change them. But it isn't just the need to change the messages, but we're also sitting here with most of the country and most of the world working from home, spending all day and all evening at home. Maybe they've got little kids, so you're not even doing other activities as much as you're looking at your phone, and your partner is looking at his or her phone, and your kids are looking at their phone. And we have an entire world full of people who they used to stare at their phone a lot. Now they stare at it 50% more than they were 2 months ago. We're seeing numbers from Facebook and Instagram, like 50% more activity and 75% more engagement with content right now. So it really is kind of the perfect storm that not only does everything need to change, but the entire world is watching in real time right now. You've never had more eyeballs on that content.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. You know, we had a conversation at work, and you know, granted, we're a little bit of an anomaly because we're in healthcare, but we, you know, we had our task force set down and reevaluate all the campaigns that were going on. And you know, I was very proactive in saying, actually, social, we need to continue to increase our investment in social right now, because like you said, people are glued to their phones, they're glued online. They want information, they want engagement, they want to have some sense of normalcy. And the results that we're seeing at Cerner, you know, from LinkedIn primarily, is we're seeing some of the highest engagement that we've seen for years. And the cost is insanely cheap right now to run good content. So we need to actually increase our investment in paid media right now. We need to be strategic about it. And we need to change our messaging, but this is the perfect time and the perfect channel. to invest our marketing dollars. And instead of cutting marketing right now, we need to actually be increasing and pivoting the way that we're going to market with some of this stuff.
Yeah, it's no longer an expense. It's an investment, and it's planting some seeds for the future, because there are so many brands out there that are just pulling the plug, and they've decided not to spend any money on anything. So, of course, marketing gets cut first, right? Your cost per lead, your cost per acquisition, your cost per click right now is much lower than it was 60 days ago, simply because you've got more viewers and you've got fewer competitors in the market right now. So, you know, boy, now is definitely the time to get very bullish. Speaking of cost per lead and cost per click, do you see that as one of the metrics you mentioned earlier, as maybe we need to get away from so much call to action stuff and really lead generation type advertising and content on social, and maybe getting back to just engaging with customers? Is that kind of where you're going with some of the pivots?
Yeah, to an extent. You know, again, I think, you know, when I look at strategy from a social perspective, as I mentioned earlier, but the one question that I continue to ask myself and continue to ask my colleagues is to figure out the role that we play in the lives of our consumers. And right now, some of that for us is just informational stuff. You know, there's, you know, we're always going to have some sort of, you know, lead acquisition or some mm-hmm. part of a sales tactic to it, right?
Yeah. We've got to pay the bills somehow, right? Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, given, you know, Cerner, for example, our sales cycle is so long anyway, that this is the perfect time to focus on engaging with our customers and just giving them information that they need. Because when the time comes for them to make that investment, and whatever that investment may be, whether it's dollars, whether it's attending a conference, whether it's, you know, signing up for a webinar, whatever that end goal is, if we're able to continue to get in front of our customers now when they need it the most, that's just going to benefit us long term, more than getting a lead right now would be. Because, you know, let's be honest, you know, our customers are still purchasing right now because they need the tools and mm-hmm. the, you know, information to make decisions inside the hospitals. But most people, they've changed their buying habits, right? You know, they don't know what this pandemic and what this is gonna, when the end is going to come, or when we're going to start to see that shift to the new normal. So we need to be giving our customers value, and that value right now is engagement. It's information. And that's what they're seeking right now.
Yeah. I like that idea of really putting your brand out front and making people feel something positive about what you're doing, because And I'm sure the psychologists are going to study the year 2020 for the rest of our lives. But mm-hmm. I think however we make people feel during this global pandemic and crisis, people are going to remember that, not just your friends and your colleagues and you know, how they helped you through a tough time, but how brands responded and engaged with you. I think that's going to stick with people for a very long time after this year.
Yeah, you know, 2 points of that. There was a Mark Cuban who I think is doing a phenomenal job mm-hmm. right now in showing what a leader is supposed to do. He had a tweet out last week or the week before that essentially said that when this pandemic ends and when this new normal begins, consumers are going to understand and remember the leaders and the companies that put consumers first, and they're going to reward those people and those organizations like you've never seen before.
Yeah.
So I think this is the perfect time. And then the second part of this is, there was an article in Harvard Business Review back in 2009 that talked about marketing in a downturn right after the financial crisis. And there's a quote in there I'm going to read real quick that I think is so relevant today. And granted, the recession is a little bit different of a, you know, black swan event than this pandemic, but I think this translates to what we're going to deal with now and moving forward. It says real quickly here, although it's wise to contain costs, failing to support brands or examine core customers' changing needs can jeopardize performance over the long term. Companies that put customer needs under the microscope take a scalpel rather than a cleaver to the marketing budget and nimbly adjust strategies, tactics, and product offerings to the shifting demand and are more likely than others to flourish both during and after a recession. And I think that is so true to what you and I have been talking about, that brands that put customers first, brands that are transparent, but brands that shift to what the core customer wants, those are going to be the brands that are going to come out of this pandemic stronger, and they're going to flourish once this pandemic comes to an end and we start to put together the economy and get back to some sense of normalcy.
Very, very good. Let's talk a little bit about small businesses and local businesses. And for a lot of our audience here, that includes franchisees and local owners of a system. Let's talk about those small businesses and what they should be planning for. Maybe they're not already doing much in social media, or, you know, they did some posts on Facebook a while ago, and maybe they've kind of backed off of that over the past couple of years. What should they be planning for as far as jumping in or maybe doing a pretty drastic increase in social media activity?
Yeah, you make a good point there. And I think this is so important. And this is actually how you and I met, Jack, is around the franchise business.
Yeah.
I think first, consumers need to understand that that big global brand that's sitting on their corner that, you know, has 18 locations within a 2-mile radius of their home, they are actually small businesses. They're not the big global corporations that you think they are. They are everyday people who are running small businesses, and we need to continue to support those individuals and support those businesses. And I think that's crucial to our economy, and that's where most of the jobs are in those small businesses. So
yeah,
we need to continue to support those franchises. I think that, you know, the retail, the hospitality, the food industry, from a small business perspective, I think this is the perfect time for them to continue to invest in paid media. I know budgets are tough, and, you know, they're just trying to survive and figure out how they're going to serve their customer. Especially the restaurant business, God, that's been hit so hard.
Yeah.
And it's such a sad story to see how those restaurants are being hit. But I think once we kind of begin to see that things start to pivot and change, I think we're going to see a sense of loyalty, a sense of patriotism that we haven't seen before. And I think that the local support that we're going to see is going to be enormous. And I think that from a restaurant perspective, right now, paid media, like I said, is so cheap that when we begin to go back and enter the real world, per se, and begin to frequent these businesses, yeah, you know, sit and dine and dining may not be the same for a little bit. But people are going to be wanting to support these businesses. So from a local perspective, if you can target, you know, a 5 to 10 mile radius around your business, you can get ads so cheap right now that why not? I mean, this is the perfect time to be targeting. You know, once a week I try to support, you know, a different local restaurant and discover new restaurants to, you know, to my neighborhood. And I'm actively out there looking for businesses to support. I know hundreds and thousands of other people are. This is a perfect time for a business to capture my attention, to drive new business, and to continue to drive some business to their establishment when, you know, their main source of income has died down. So, you know, from a retail or restaurant perspective, you're going to hit on A, cost of ads are low. B, people actively want to support you and they want to support those local businesses. And then C, we're itching to get out and get back to some sense of normalcy.
Yeah.
So this is the trifecta that it's perfect to be targeting consumers from you know, Facebook perspectives, Instagram perspective for some paid media, some Google, paid media as well. I think this is the perfect time for that.
I like that idea of starting real small if you're a small business and really targeting people in the neighborhood or in your suburb or small town or wherever your local business happens to be. And don't get, too far ahead of yourself and see what you can do for the people in your neighborhood and making sure they don't forget about you when the pandemic is over. I think that's something that some restaurants might have this sort of false sense of the future that, well, we're just always going to be in this curbside and delivery business because, we've been taking care of customers pretty well for the past few weeks. But when people start to come out of their caves and they can actually go out to a restaurant again, I think you want to make sure that you don't get forgotten about or just thought of as that one place we went during the crisis, but now that that's over, we're going to go back to somewhere else. I think small businesses need to do whatever they can to stay in front of people. And right now, like you said, social is the place to spend the money, I think.
Yeah, you think about it, you have all the tools that are lined up in your favor, right? It doesn't have to be, like you said, it doesn't have to be a large spend. It can be $10 a day, $10, a couple bucks a day can do this, but we're playing on our phones right now. A lot of, Apple and Samsung are continuing to improve, the mobile payment functionality and people don't want to, I'm a little hesitant to hand over my credit card to somebody. So
yeah,
if I'm on my phone, I can pay by my phone. I can place an order by my phone. I'm playing around in Facebook. I'm searching, Google Maps for food for, Chinese. If there's a Chinese restaurant around my house, I would love for them to target me right now because my favorite Chinese place is closed down.
Oh, no.
That,
now, so that's a crisis.
That's a crisis. It is. So I type food into Google Maps or Google search. This is a perfect opportunity for, a restaurant to serve up an ad to me and capture me as a new customer. And they really need to be thinking about this kind of like we think about SEO, where this isn't something that you can just turn on when the pandemic is over. You need to start building some equity. And if you can give me a positive experience now where I'm actively searching and trying to find ways to support a business, you're going to be that much closer for me to come back once this new normal hits in my, normal string of restaurants open. I'm going to understand, say, hey, you know what? I went to ABC restaurant. They were friendly. They had great food. I'm going to go back there again because you built that equity up right now instead of trying to compete with every other business that's then going to turn on the spigot once this pandemic is over. So if you can spend a few bucks and do it in a strategic way, I think it's going to help your business long term.
You bring up a good point about whenever this is over, and I won't even take a guess of what week or month that's going to be right now, but yep. Every business on earth is suddenly going to rediscover advertising. And and I think it will be very much a help if you don't wait until D-Day to start advertising again, but get your message out there now and maybe don't spend a lot of money, but engage with customers and potential customers on social and get that engagement up on your page and platform. So you're not just, somebody else buying an ad when things get lifted.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I'm seeing a lot of restaurants around here, and I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad thing to do, but I've seen a lot of restaurants promoting gift cards, and I get gift cards because, some people are a little hesitant to go out even to do curbside or delivery. I get that. So you want to get some revenue now and to drive business later. But I think, again, you're missing out on that audience who actually does want to support you now. I want food now, so I'm more than happy to buy gift cards and to do that and support you, like you said, whenever this is done. But you're almost sacrificing short-term gains trying to secure that long-term gain that we don't know when that's going to come. So if you're, you know, your goal is to get people into your business, if that's, you know, another 12 months, God forbid, you got 12 months that you just missed out on revenue. So why not try to drive business now? Have a loyalty play to it. You know, you order $50 worth of food and you get a $5 gift card or something like that, where you can combine the two as opposed to just promoting that long-term play that we don't know when the customer is actually going to redeem that offer.
Right, right. Very good. Casey, we're going to be back in just a minute with some contact information in case anyone wants to keep the conversation going with you. First, a quick note. I've had several people this week ask me how I'm creating the graphics now that I'm using for the podcast and sharing on Facebook and Instagram. I'm using Photify to create those graphics right from my phone. I can drop in a Social Geek Radio logo, have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos and images that I've already approved. So a tip for marketing pros at Franchise Systems: if you want to give your franchisees and their employees the ability to make great in-store posts, but you still control the brand, this is a great way to do it. And right now, Photify is offering the small business package subscription free for the next 6 months. Sign up now at photify.pro. Casey Scala, thanks so much for being here today. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. If our listeners have some questions, where can they reach you?
Yeah, so I've been really active on Twitter. And my Twitter handle is KMSKALA, so KM Scala. So I am proactive there. And again, just a warning, there's a lot of healthcare, a lot of economic stuff. But I love talking digital marketing there. And then also on LinkedIn, and it's Casey Scala, Casey with a K.
Cool. We'll have links to both of those at socialgeekradio.com. Casey, again, thanks so much. And we will talk to you in the very near future.
Jack, it was a pleasure. And again, we need to make these more frequent than 2 years and babies.
Yeah, not just every time you guys have a kid. We'll do it much more often than that. Thanks, pal. And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.